from the Morongo Casino Studios. It's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
If you're not too lazy, call us up and tell us about the moment you realized you were lazy. I mean, you had that revelation. You were like, I can't believe I did that. I'm the laziest person alive. Give us a call. Your laziness just might win you a prize. 1-800-955-5567 is the number. Do you have a story?
I do, and it's one that Eric knows. I know we don't speak about this. It's the unspeakable. But you don't know so much, Frank, because you've never come over to my house once or twice. But I used to buy music equipment. Like, I go to Guitar Center, and I get all this stuff. Oh, a new keyboard. Oh, check out this new preamp. Oh, check out this new, you know, equalizer. Oh, check out these new speakers. And I'd buy this stuff, and I upgrade. I can't take it. I take it home, and I had this room I'd turned into a recording studio. I'm a professional recording studio. Professionally done, Frank. Professional walls. Professional.
All right, I'll do it again.
And I would set the box in there on my big professional counter next to my professional mixing board. I'd set the box in there, and I'd back up and admire it and look at it, and I'd walk out of the room. Time after time after time, I would do this, and I never hooked anything up.
Yeah, I remember that. I've been to your house where you had your professional studio, but it never was actually finished.
And it got to the point where you could barely get in. There's this big, big, big room. It's just full of boxes and boxes and boxes of expensive audio equipment, professional recording studio that was never hooked up. I know that had to drive you crazy, Eric, as someone who actually has a working studio.
I was so mad, Frank, every time I went in there. Because it's all this amazing stuff that somebody who's creative.
No, I don't think it's laziness. I think that's just... fear of failure.
Well, that's a stretch.
No, I think you bought all the stuff to put in a studio, but once you put in a studio, you have to actually produce something in there. And if you whatever you produced in this professional studio in your home, see, it's fun. If people didn't accept it, what was born from that room, it would be devastating. So if it stays in the boxes, the idea is success.
Well, you're like really psychoanalyzing me.
I'm not thinking it's lazy. I think it's a deeper meaning to why you didn't do stuff.
Maybe. So what you're saying is you're equating me to an artist who has great... buys a canvas and an easel and paint and never paints a picture because he's afraid the critics won't like it.
Right.
Well, that's not me at all.
That's not lazy. That's fear. But in this case, like 213 is Texas Show. This is lazy. Okay. My 2-year-old son was sitting next to me, and I had him pass me my shoes. That's just lazy.
Okay, that's lazy.
Okay. How about this? One time I was having cereal at 11 o'clock at night. There wasn't any milk, but there was iced coffee. So I just ate the cereal with iced coffee.
I think it's being creative.
Well, you're too lazy to go out to the store and grab some milk or find something else to make. And you just had those two things, so you ate it anyway.
That's industrious. Let's
see, 909 says, I realized I was lazy when I decided to text the show rather than call it.
Do you feel lazy when you use cruise control? I'll just press this button and just sit here and work the wheel.
Laziest moment, one time I threw a pillow from my bed at the light switch because I was too lazy to get up and turn it off. From the 949, for the longest time ever, I was peeing in the sink. Come on, it's 949.
It was when I
stopped taking my toothbrush out of the sink that I realized I was a lazy piece of crap.
Oh, I don't get it. The sink is like 2 feet away from the toilet, usually.
714 says, knew lazy when I started this text and...
Funny.
So the text in and says, where's Heidi? She was too lazy to come to work today.
There's that.
1-800-955-5567. Taking your lazy calls for fun and prizes. Let's go to Ray. Hello, Ray.
Hey, how you doing, Frank?
When did you realize you were a lazy piece of crap?
Man, I was sitting down watching TV, and my daughter was doing homework in the room right next door to me. My bedroom's closest to the kitchen, but I just had to call her and tell her to bring me a glass of water, man. couldn't get up. My feet just would not move.
Nice one, Ray.
I think that deserves some Hunter Hayes tickets at the Pacific Amphitheater August 1st to stay and hold. Nope, zaps. Yeah. All right, Brad, tell us about the time you realized you were a lazy piece of crap.
I was so lazy once. I felt like I was getting sick. So this was the not lazy part. I hung pulleys on my wall and ceiling, and ran a string to it so I could lay in bed and turn my light switch off that was about 2 feet past my arm, and I could pull my fan string.
That's kind of weird because it's like effort.
That's engineering, Frosty. Yeah, he engineered.
But he wasn't lazy at all coming up with a pulley system. Then he became lazy after it was done. Kind of weird.
Oh, I had to put work into my laziness.
Right, you did.
That is true. I'm going to send you out to see Toto with Asia featuring John Payne at the Pacific Amphitheater, so stay on hold. We'll hook you up with that.
Maybe. But
isn't that, I mean, as far as like progress and technology and how fast we're moving, it is to make us more lazy?
That's a good thing, usually. Like, you don't have to wash your clothes with a washing board and a tub of water and just throw it
like
in the
Like, I was talking about the Tundra, how I was, had the brights, the high beams on, and I was driving, and a car coming towards me, and I was getting ready to be courteous and take it down to low beams by clicking the you know, the lever, and they did it on their own.
Well,
I mean, the technology there, I mean, how lazy are people that in a survey, they said, you know what, I just can't stand flipping it back down to my low beams when someone comes for me. Could you just do that for me?
How lazy would you have to be to not take your brights off? I mean, that's really lazy. Your finger is right there.
It's just extending it from the wheel and pulling. I mean, it's, but they came for the technology. Technology is making us lazy. We got Gil. Hello, Gil.
Hey, how's it going, Frank? How y'all been? It's been
awesome.
A while.
How you doing, buddy?
This is Gil who lives down the street. Why'd you guys move? Because of my beer breath?
Yeah. We had to move. You were bringing in property values.
I heard you guys got 20 bottles of booze there. I could have walked down there to the gate, and one of you guys could have handed me a bottle if you hadn't moved.
Well, it's 19 now. Where are you going?
So, Gil, when did you realize you were so lazy?
Oh, man, I was sitting in front of the TV on the chair, you know, sipping on my 40. And the 40 all of a sudden became empty, and I said, damn, I got to do something about this. I had a choice of going down to the basement, getting it out of the refrigerator, but I said, damn it, man, if I go down there, I'm liable to kill myself falling down the stairs, so I just took a Valium.
Oh, jeez, Gil.
Oh, Gil, I got to give you a prize. I'm going to send you.
You got either Deep Purple or the Renaissance?
Oh, do I have Renaissance fair tickets? I don't. I know what, I'm going to send you to Deep Purple and Judas Priest. I am, Gil.
I love Deep Purple. You crazy.
Oh, I know you love Deep Purple, so I'm gonna make your day, okay? So stay at home.
You're my year. Thank you, man.
We're going to hook you up, buddy.
Speaking of watching TV, have you ever been watching like 2, 3 in the morning and you're stuck on some stupid, boring infomercial for a vacuum cleaner or a new mattress or whatever, and you're just too lazy to change the channel? You're not interested in this at all. But to actually reach over the remote control and actually, no, I'll just watch this damn thing for 30 more minutes.
Is it because the remote was on the another couch?
No, it's like,
it was still right there. I mean, all you had to do was lean over and grab it, and you couldn't?
I remember my Lazy Boy recliner was actually on the arm of the Lazy Boy. I had to move my arm like maybe 4 inches to get to it. No, 30 minutes later, no, I've watched this whole infomercial because I was too lazy to change it.
Lazy Boy. I mean,
it's called the Lazy Boy, yeah. Lazy Boy.
All right, let's see. Here's one coming in. It says, I ordered underwear from Amazon with overnight delivery because I didn't want to do laundry. That's a good one. All right, let's see. Let's go to TJ. Hello, TJ.
TJ.
Too lazy to talk.
Turn him up to the max. TJ's on max. TJ Max, go.
I already hung up. Michael, when did you realize you were super lazy?
When I got a new refrigerator, and about 3 weeks after I got it, I realized that if I put the beer on a really, really low shelf, I can send my 7-year-old to go get it, and he can reach it, and I don't have to get up.
Nice. All right, let me see what I'm going to send you to. I'm going to send you to Scorpions with special guest Queensryche, 5 Points Amphitheater, okay?
Nice, thanks.
Thank you.
Break that fancy Tundra years.
I'm sure I'm going to have all these tickets next week because no one's going to be coming down and pick them up.
Nah, well, they're too lazy.
These lazy bastards aren't going to come pick these tickets up.
Did you ever go to like a Home Depot or Lowe's and get a bunch of like plants or some flowers to plant?
No.
And you unload them and you never end up planting when they die in the little square container?
I'm hearing a trend with you. You have plans, but you never complete anything.
I think they're called flats. So square 2-foot by 2-foot things. I've got 6 dead plant flats sitting in my driveway. I unloaded them from my 4Runner. I was too lazy to walk them back to the backyard and stick them in the ground.
Here's another, I was so lazy coming in. I was half asleep downstairs and didn't want to get to go upstairs to pee, so I used the kitty litter box.
Brilliant. That's very good, actually.
Now that, yeah, at that moment, that's when you realize, you're like, what have I done?
I've heard a surprising number of people admit that they have a pee cup, that they're too lazy to get up and go to the bathroom, so they have a cup by the bed where they go in that.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
But many people. People say this.
Many? Who have you talked to has a pee cup?
I'm using Trump speak now. People say this.
Hello, Dan.
Hey, what's going on?
When did you realize you were a lazy piece of crap?
Well, I realized it when I married a pregnant woman.
A pre-impregnated woman.
He's saying he was so lazy to have his own child, he just married a pregnant woman instead.
There you go. The kid's 25 now, and he wants to go see Judas Priest, so go figure.
I know, but I just gave those tickets away. Sorry, Dan.
Oh,
maybe I'll have some more next week, okay?
Yeah.
Let's go to Kristen. Hey, Kristen.
Hi.
Is this the first woman who's called up to admit she's lazy?
Yes. It is.
You mean they don't know they are?
Oh, no, we are.
Hello, Kristen.
Hi. So I'm so lazy, I attached a beer bottle keychain to my dog's collar, so I never have to look for one.
Oh, my God. You're my kind of girl. Actually, they sell collars like that now. There's like a little magnetic bottle opener that's retractable. It's on a string, so
really?
Your dog comes over and you pull it off the dog collar, goes zzz, pulls out, and then retracts back into his neck.
Oh, I want one of these.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic, Kristen. So, yeah, you started a whole idea. So I'm going to give you a prize for that. I'm going to send you to School of Rock, the musical, okay?
Okay, right on. Thank you, guys.
Do they still make the dog collars with a little keg of brandy, you know, to save the freezing?
For the St. Bernards?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That plus a bottle opener, that's the perfect dog collar.
Let's see. Okay. Dave spits loogies on the wall instead of in the sink.
Oh.
Is it lazy or just weird?
Dave's just an idiot.
I'm thinking I'm lazy.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. If you have that moment you realized you were lazy. You should look up Lazy Anthem by Dashy on YouTube. I don't know what that is. I was so lazy. One time the remote was about a foot out of my reach, laying in bed, and I couldn't change the channel, so I watched a two-hour marathon of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Oh, no.
And it was just 2 feet away, out of reach. Here's another one coming in. I pushed a dirty plate under a sofa so that someone else would find it and clean it.
You know, as a bachelor who has no one to gripe at me when I leave, I have always had a sink full of dirty dishes, even though the dishwasher is right there. I get done eating, I put it in the sink, I'm done. I don't know, I'm just too lazy to take 5 more seconds, like rinse, stick it in the rack. I just never do that until like I have a ritual on Sunday night. I take all the crap out of the sink. Of course, the bottom layer's gotten that mold growing.
Oh, it's starting to stink.
The stinky mold water, God. Yellow water. I'm just too lazy to put in the dishwasher.
Here's another one coming in. A lot of people lazy about the remote. Says TV volume was too low, and the remote was across the room, and I'd already sat down in my comfy recliner. So I downloaded an app on my phone and turned the volume up via the app. It was great.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you can do that now. Somebody I saw at a bar, sports bar, a lot of TVs, and, you know, there might be one TV that has the volume up. Like the main game going on, like Dodger game, I think it was Wednesday. But then other TVs are playing other stuff, but it's all muted. He had an app on his phone. He was like walking around looking at TV, like aiming at me. Like, what are you doing? He's like, I just downloaded this app. I can aim it at any muted television. It recognizes what it is and puts the volume of that TV through my phone so I can watch that television.
Yes. I've seen this device. I've seen this. It is.
It's an app, not a device.
There's a plug. There's a plug too. They're the same thing. You can actually mute TVs too. You can go in the same bar and mute the TV. Like shut that one off. It's weird. It's a plug thing that goes in the hole with an antenna.
No, we're talking about apps.
I know.
You're still plugging stuff in with antennas?
Yeah, but this is a new thing they made. It plugs
no one's making a new thing with an antenna.
It plugs in a hole, and there's a thing that sticks out, and you can
aim it. So I have to get up behind the TV, and I have to plug it into the TV, and then plug the plug of the TV into the plug of the plug with the antenna, so I can actually control that TV and that bar. I think I'd rather download the app.
Okay, it's a lot of work. But...
Or just hit the volume button on the TV itself. I think plugging stuff up.
I think this is for when you go out somewhere in a bar, or whatever, and the TV's there, and you don't want this game that no one's watching, no one's interested in, blaring in your face. Like, who's going to watch the Cleveland game? You mute that TV in front of you. I think that's what it's used for. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you just made that up.
No, it exists. I'll find it.
Yeah, look it up.
I will.
Take the next 10 minutes.
Bet me it's not a thing.
Go find it. Take a little sabbatical. Go find it.
Okay, I'm a sabbatical now.
Let's see. Let's go to Danalea. Hey, Danalea.
Hello.
Is that your name, Danalea?
Hi. It's Daniela.
Oh, Daniela.
Yeah.
Who knew Shaj was dyslexic?
I'd laugh at that, but I'm on sabbatical.
His name's Shaj.
Oh, my God.
All right, anyway. When did you realize you were lazy?
I realized I was lazy when I would play hide-and-seek with my kids just so I could go take a nap.
That's great. All right, Danielle, I'm going to give you a prize. I'm going to send you to an evening with Simple Minds at the Orpheum Theater, October 24th. Now, tickets are on sale today for everybody else, 10 a.m., furnished by Live Nation. So go ahead and stay on hold. We'll hook you up with Simple Mind tickets.
I'm back from sabbatical. Right. Look at my laptop.
Went and searched.
Look, there it is.
And he found it. It's called Smash Mute, the big fat TV mute button, a.k.a. your happy button.
Well, that's one. There's other companies, too, called different things. But it's a thing, and you press the button, and it mutes whatever TV you're pointing it at, which
for,
you can really screw
for 1950.
People.
So it's like a universal mute remote. Yeah, so you don't really have to plug anything into walls. It looks like a watch.
Yeah, well, this is a big red button. There's another one that's a smaller little thing about
where
the
size
of
your
feet.
Staples?
This could be abused, though. You go to some sports bar, you're really angry, a crowd by just muting all the TV.
Yeah, the Super Bowl. Keep muting it. No, don't do that.
You owe me $5.
I do. Let's see. I peed out of my bedroom window because I was too lazy to walk 10 steps to the bathroom. let's see. There's an, didn't leave my house for 3 days because I didn't want to shower. I once ordered a pizza from Domino's for the napkins because I had no paper towels in the house.
Oh, that's...
I paid my sister $5 to brush my teeth for me so I could stay in bed.
Are you serious?
Spilled a little bit of ice cream on the table, took off a sock to wipe it off.
Oh.
I eat the apple core because I don't want to go find a trash can. Now that is lazy. I guess I'll just eat this.
Why do they make a funnel thing, which you, for people who lay in bed, I mean, look, you get to a certain age, you got to get up 2 or 3 times a night to use the bathroom, and it gets annoying.
Why don't you get that checked, dude? That's not
no,
normal.
It's normal.
You got a prostate issue going on.
But it's normal to have that issue at my age. I mean, as you get over 40, and I think I'm just barely over 40, sometimes you have to get up a couple times during the night.
Yeah.
You know,
what math are you using?
New math. Neptune math. Anyway... I'm going to invent this if it's not out there already, some sort of funnel-shaped device with a big tube that goes to the toilet, and you can have it next to you and a hook on the wall next to your bed. So all you do
is just go get on medication.
Or I could invent this device and just roll off to the side of the bed.
Which is peeing in a beer bong. Basically, pretty much what you're doing. Okay. That's all you're doing. All right, 1-800-955-KLOS is the number. We're going to take a quick break, take a look at traffic, and come back. What's going on, Lisa?